sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day,
and a beautiful
sunshine.
Morning it is. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where we're broadcasting live this morning from Arizona's 2016 Fastest Trial on the Block competition at the Lone Butte facility of Oldcastle Superlight. It's on Germain Road in Chandler, Arizona, and we've got 18 journeyman masons and their tenders competing. They just fired the starting pistol at 10 o'clock sharp, and we have got the mud going on the walls right now. We're getting the block laid up.
And in 20 minutes, what did Mike Sutter say? They'll lay 120 block on average?
I think that's what he said. The winner will be right at about 120 block at about 40 pounds apiece.
That's 6 blocks a minute. It's been going on for 7 minutes, so we should have 36 blocks out there.
That's impressive. We do have a pretty good crowd watching the event. But nobody inside the roped-off arena is just standing around. They are hustling. So we're having a little fun today in this broadcast, and we also brought some special guests in to down to the facility to talk about a concept that's in the news an awful lot. And I think in the news can mean in the world of confusion a lot as well. We have Mr. Cole Eaton, a solar integrator for Sun Valley Solar. Thank you very much for coming down this morning. Did you have trouble finding the place?
No, I just saw the silos and made it very apparent where I needed to go.
It doesn't look much like a radio station, does it? When they told you you were going to be on the radio today, this wasn't what you were looking for, was it?
Not the studio I expected, but, you know, you roll with the punches.
That's right. We're outside under a nice shade canopy, having a beautiful morning. But I wanted to bring solar back into the topic with our Arizona listeners. Because, again, in this, the election campaign has really kind of dominated the news waves, you know, of every media sort over the last several months. But kind of in the underlayment back there is, of course, Arizona Corporation Commission. And that's involving the utility companies, and that involves solar. And there's been so much confusing information out there to the homeowners. I know people that aren't doing solar just because they're so confused about, well, are there still companies in town putting that up? You know, is it against the law to do it? Or do I still get federal rebates for it? So I just wanted to bring you on board, and let's just talk our way through it. Tell me first, your title, solar integrator. What is a solar integrator?
So at the end of the day, solar integrator is somebody who's going to put together the different solutions, options, and basically just help the homeowner or business owner understand the solar market, what the rate plans mean, what the tax implications are, you know, everything from design to the financial piece. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're just here to provide the best solution for the customer. You know, we give them the options and they tell us which route makes most sense for them.
Y'all get a phone call, whether it's from a commercial facility or a private residence, and they're interested in looking into solar. What are some of the criteria you have to go out there and assess for them to see if they're a viable candidate for it?
So, you know, first and foremost, we want to take a look at their power usage over the last year or a couple years, depending on how long they've been in the property. You know, that'll kind of give us a benchmark to, you know, what their cost of power is. And that being said, what solar can then do for them to reduce that cost of power or eliminate it, you know, as much as possible. Another big key factor is the roof space available. Is it facing south, west, east, north? Is it a flat roof, tilted roof? There's, you know, a lot of technical pieces that we have to look at for the roof piece as well.
I think part of one of the confusing elements for homeowners, and it kind of aggravates me, it has to be this confusing, is one of the assessments you have to do is what utility company are servicing their house.
Correct. You know, there's a very large difference between working in SRP and APS and obviously some of the other utilities around the state. You know, in the Valley, those are the two main ones that we work in. And, you know, one is a per kilowatt hour structure. One is a demand structure. And, you know, for a customer to understand the differences between the two and which one makes sense to them requires, you know, an in-depth conversation.
And SRP elected to make the decision they did. And the news got out, rightly or wrongly, no solar and SRP, right? That's what we saw those headlines for months.
We've been seeing that for years. Yeah. Since that came out, you know. And so really our goal is to educate, you know, not only the community but our customers as well, that solar, you know, in no way is it dead in SRP. It's different. It's not the same as, you know, what we used to know a couple years back. But, you know, the companies out there that innovated and came up with the solutions really have turned the fire back on in SRP for solar.
You know, one of the things I asked you to do before coming on is just bring me an actual SRP customer's bill of pre-solar and post-solar. Roman, you have this posted on today's broadcast podcast.
You go to rosieonthehouse.com, and the podcast link, select today's date, November 4th, and you'll see the solar example in the 10 o'clock hour. It's also a quick shortcut quickly to it. And the popular links on the homepage, it says Saturday's broadcast page and links, and there's actually even a naming tag I'm adding, so it'll take you right to this solar bill.
It's proof solar's not dead in SRP.
100% proof. I mean, you can see here, this is one of the summer bills, and they're saving, you know, 60-70% versus what they would have been paying previously.
You know, Cole, how do y'all decide? How do you consult with that homeowner about what size system? Because, you know, people, I think, get the mistaken impression that I could buy a big enough system that I could be off the grid.
You can, but typically the cost that's going to be associated with being, you know, off of the grid is going to outweigh the financial benefit to it. So it's more advantageous to offset, you know, an SRP demand is really the big thing. That's the big part of your bill that you got to work on. And, you know, for us, it was coming up with a management solution where we incorporate the solar with a demand management system. And the two of those combined is really where we get the savings from. So without getting very technical into the demand piece, SRP looks at, you know, your overall home usage basically over 30 minutes. And whatever the highest is for the 30 days of the month, that's what's going to show up on your bill.
Yeah, you kind of hit at that level for the whole 30 days.
Correct. And so, you know, we can't have peaks in these systems. It has to be a, you know, a consistent level that we cap off. And that's the piece that the demand management system plays. And the solar helps to reduce that demand level as well. And so what we look at is, how many air conditioning units do you have? Are you gas or electric on your water heater and your furnace? There's a lot of big items in your house that kind of work in the background that you're not necessarily day-to-day interacting with. And so those are the things that we need to really control.
I tell people to watch their spring and fall electric bills if it's an all-electric house, because generally it's going to be that March and October bill that's kind of what we call base load. You know, this is – everybody wants to save money on those summer cooling bills, right? And they're getting – like this guy, the example you brought, he's getting bills over $400. And a lot of times people come to the conclusion, I've got to cut my air conditioning bill. I've got to cut my air conditioning bill. And they're thinking it's a $400 bill. And I'm saying, well, no, wait, what's your March bill and what's your – October bill? But I think this year it's gonna be your November bill. I think the November bill is when you're not gonna, because I've been running my air conditioning this October. I don't know about you.
Same here. It's been a hot one for sure.
But you've got that base load, and then y'all assess that, then you assess what they see in the summer, and then y'all come back to them with a recommendation. This is the size unit that makes the most economic sense for this application.
Correct.
If you've considered solar, or if you've never considered solar but you have a question, Cole is here to answer your question at 1-888-767-4348.
The first question via text to 411-923 is, someone is requesting, can you explain net metering?
I definitely can. So net metering is what the utility company offers for you to basically use the grid almost as your battery bank. During the day, you're going to produce more power in most cases than what you're using in the house, especially in those base load months like
yes.
we just talked about, the Octobers, the Novembers, and in the springtime. And so when you produce more than you use, you have to store that energy somewhere. And at the end of the day, you're storing that in the grid. And so net metering is the utility company giving you the same rate that you paid for the power to push it back onto their grid. So if you pay 13 cents a kilowatt hour, you push back a couple kilowatt hours to the grid during the middle of the day, you get 13 cents for them, and then you pull back that power at nighttime. So it's the net effect of that push and pull is really at the end of the day what the net metering refers to.
And so why has that been a topic of concern and in the media for so long?
So net metering, there are some states out there that have started outlawing net metering or changing their net metering policies. And so it's always been a concern for homeowners because, you know, unless you're grandfathered into these programs, it may be that a couple years down the road, you're not going to be able to benefit from solar like you can today. It may be that you only get paid a wholesale rate instead of the retail rate. So instead of the 13 cents that you would get today, you may only get 4 cents or 3 cents or 2 cents in the future. And that really changes the whole financial outlook of the solar piece.
Talking the solar industry, and has it may apply at your house. If you've got a question or a concern or you've got any anxiety or you've just wondered, could it or couldn't it work, or you've developed questions about the solar applications of your home, let's give Cole a call. The number is 1-888-767-4348. We'll be talking our way through all of the applications of it. Sun Valley Solar, the company you're with, is one of the qualified technology partners for SRP. One of the things I definitely wanted to get out today is eliminate the confusion that SRP is not a solar territory. There definitely is many, many solar applications in SRP. And SRP's actually got a little bonus.
Correct.
Promotion that they're going to talk, that we want to talk about. But we're going to talk about it when we get back. Because SRP setting it up for only the first 300 customers, right?
Correct.
They're data mining is what they're doing. They need some beta testers to collect this data. And if you're one of the ones willing to do that, they're going to make a big incentive for you to jump on board. Now, before we cover the details, if anybody wanted to get a hold of Sun Valley Solar, what number would they call?
They can give us a call at 480-689-5000.